DHS highlights crimes of uniquely barbaric migrants deported from U.S. by Hannah Knudsen on July 16, 2025. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, this week highlighted the uniquely barbaric illegal migrants deported from the United States to a country other than their own due to their egregious crimes. DHS deported these migrants to the African nation of Eswatini, sometimes called by its former name, Swaziland, because their home countries will not take them back due to the nature of their crimes. Today, DHS conducted a third country deportation flight to Eswatini. These criminal illegal aliens are so uniquely barbaric that their home countries refuse to take them back, DHS wrote. Under the leadership of its SEC_nominate POTUS Trump, we are removing these convicted criminals from our soil so they can never hurt another American victim, DHS added before highlighting the crimes of the migrants deported to Eswatini. One of the migrants is a Vietnamese national convicted of child rape. Another, a citizen of Jamaica, has been convicted of murder, robbery, and possession of a weapon. One of the deportees is a citizen of Laos, convicted of second-degree murder and burglary. He was also convicted of operating a motor vehicle under influence of controlled substance and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and possession of methamphetamine. A citizen of Cuba DHS deported was convicted of first-degree murder, aggravated battery of a police officer, grand theft vehicle, and aggravated flight eluding law enforcement reckless driving. He is also a confirmed Latin King Street gang member. DHS also highlighted a citizen from Yemen, who is quite the rap sheet as well. His convictions include second-degree murder, assault and battery, resisting and obstructing an officer, cruelty to a dependent adult, and assault with the intent to do great bodily harm less than murder or by strangulation. This is far from the first time officials have given Americans a glimpse into who exactly they are detaining and deporting from the country. While leftists have continued to melt down over the construction of Alligator Alcatraz, a place to process and house, and from which to deport migrants, in the Florida Everglades, Florida Attorney General James Uthimier's office released a list with a sampling of the types of migrants detained at the facility. Breitbart News reported. For example, one inmate at Alligator Alcatraz is an MS-13 member named Oscar Satan Sanchez. His rap sheet includes assault and conspiracy to commit murder in New York. A Guatemalan migrant by the name of Luis Donaldo Corrado is also at the facility and has a criminal history that includes burglary of an occupied dwelling, forced entry, and voyeurism. Eddie Lopez Jamot, hailing from Cuba, has a criminal history that includes the following: arson, assault, arrested for cutting the throat of an elderly woman in Key Largo, Florida, and lighting her home on fire to conceal the evidence. Related, we need Alligator Alcatraz.